Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, joined in studio by my co-host, Nick.
Nick, okay.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
We're back. What a huge weekend.
Yes, it was. Huge.
I'm recovering from CMU Fire Up Chip's homecoming.
Oh, no kidding. That was just huge. So many people.
I haven't slept in 48 hours.
I can see why.
I've been hanging all weekend with my Sig Ep fraternity brothers.
There you go.
Not only my fraternity brothers, but my roommates.
Oh, wow.
That's even more of a bond.
Oh, yes, it is.
In fact, those roommates have stories that can never leave their brains. So big shout out to all the Sig Eps, all the Central alum family, everyone in town getting ready, waking up, having breakfast. I want to wish everyone a good morning all over the state of Michigan and everywhere listening to 98.5 WUPS.
Yeah, because we do have listeners out of state.
We're
so
streaming
nice.
Online. WUPS has an app. You can download it at the App Store. Norm and Mike have done a great job with that app.
Yes, they have.
But Eddie Walker, my roommate, Patrick Lamb, Lambo, Chris Woodruff was here, Louis Grossi, you know, Staskoff was here. All my brothers were here. Zog, I mean, BD, I can go on and on and on.
Well, that's Schloff. Great to see them all, though.
I'm forgetting a lot of people. Townie, what can I say? But big shout out to all my brothers, especially Eddie Walker and Lambo and Woody.
Those
are my guys.
Yes.
Man.
Big weekend.
I'm still reeling from being with all those people.
Well, of course.
CMU always puts on a great homecoming.
Yes, they do.
You got to give it to Central Michigan University, my alma mater.
Yeah, and I hope everybody was safe, too.
Oh, absolutely. And the cops, law enforcement did a great job, as they always do.
Good.
All the football games, keeping everyone safe. And everyone had some great tailgates. The weather cooperated, and it was just a great time.
Yes, it was.
Let's get to the show.
Let's go.
If you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
What are we?
Always here.
We're always here. We're a law show.
Yes, we are.
We're informative, informational, it's redundant, but entertaining at the same time.
Yes.
I have some shout-outs I'm going to get to in a moment.
Okay.
First, I have a major complaint.
All right.
A major complaint.
I always worry when you have complaints.
No. I was tailgated last week. You ready for this?
Again?
In my truck.
Yeah.
By a Mini Cooper.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, no. Like, oh, hold on a second.
Seriously?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I cannot get over the fact there was a young guy in a Mini Cooper tailgating me, get this, in a one lane on 131 trying to go south towards Ithaca where there's a construction zone. He was not speeding, but he was tailgating me again that if I put on, first of all, I've said that before, if I put on my brakes, I have a hitch on the back of my 2-ton truck.
Yep.
This poor individual.
He would have got towed.
He would have towed his Nick. You got it. That's my new name for you, Nick.
Nick.
No, I just said Nick for the first time. I just thought about it.
I know. You've been saying it for a half hour now.
I just want to say Nick. But back to the Mini Coupe.
Yeah,
I love the cars.
Well, yeah, but I just don't understand why anybody in that kind of car would tailgate a pickup truck.
Folks, nothing annoys me more if I'm a passenger in a motor vehicle and they're less than a car length behind the vehicle in front of them.
Right.
That is not safe.
No, it's not.
You do not have enough reaction time.
No, definitely.
But people continue to do this, and people continue to get hurt.
Well, and then, yeah, they think that you're going to move out of their way, and you're not.
But come on, a Mini Coupe? You're tailgating a big Chevy Silverado?
Right.
Come on.
There's no brains there.
I truly wanted to find a note, like I wanted to write, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And hold it out my window.
Because you could have read it, too.
In fact, I'm going to do that when I leave the studio. Because I do have some legal pad.
I have a sign.
I'm going to take that black marker you have by you, Nick, and I'm going to write down, are you kidding me?
And if they're tailgating you, they can read it.
Unbelievable.
So there we go.
Last week, Nick, if you recall, throughout the entire show, I kept informing the audience that the seminar, the cannabis seminar on how to obtain a license to operate a medical marijuana business, which is taking place October 28th, at what time?
1 to 4.
Where?
In Mount Pleasant.
At what hotel?
The Comfort Inn.
They could go on to CannabisLegalGroup.com and register.
Correct. I remember that.
Little did I know, because I had a conversation the Friday prior to last Sunday's show with the folks at Cannabis Legal Group assuring me that all the information and the registration information would be on the website the date and time that our show aired.
Okay.
When we were doing it last week. I should have checked it because it wasn't up yet.
Oh, all right.
It is now.
Okay, great. But,
so if you're interested, folks, and you know what? My bag.
Right.
My bag. I should have checked because I had all these people call my office.
Okay.
But seating is limited. Again, if you want to learn how to obtain a license to operate a medical marijuana business, and I'm referring to cultivation, dispensaries, edible business, transportation, banking, everything, then you'll want to attend the seminar October 28th. You can go to my website, centralmichiganlawyer.com.
Yes.
Centralmichiganlawyer.com. Just scroll down just a wee bit. You'll see a big notice with that headline, and you can click register today.
Okay.
You can also go to Cannabis Legal Group. Their seats are already filling up. It's not free, but there will be attorneys there who have practiced in Colorado, Washington, Michigan. There's going to be a lot of information there. You are going to, it's as if you sat in a law office for 3 hours and will gain all this information.
That's good.
And if you're interested in setting up a dispensary or an edible business or any of what I just mentioned, you can call my office because that's what I specialize in.
Right.
I can represent you at 989-772-6000.
There you go.
So we'll announce that throughout the show.
Yes.
Big shout out to Eddie Walker once again. Love you, Eddie. Love you, Eddie. Hey, big shout out to a great guy, Scott Tyson.
All right.
Great guy from Mount Pleasant. Ran into Scott last week, and he's doing great. Great family. Just good guy, Scott Tyson.
Well,
which reminds me of my buddy Rosario Tyson, who works at Camping World, who's also my fraternity brother.
There you go.
Big shout out to everyone who works at Camping World.
Yeah.
Burnsy. Love you, Burnsy. Mike Burnside.
Yeah.
Used to be Burnside Camp. You know, now it's Camping World. Big shout out to all those folks at Camping World. Love that place. That's where I get my campers.
Is it?
Camper. My buddy Jeff Harrison, attorney from Cadillac, another great guy.
All right.
And here's another shout out. We cleaned up the highway last week.
Okay.
We're doing more this week. I had to stop by MDOT in Mount Pleasant, the Transportation Service Center. Tammy and Rhonda, the nicest ladies, when you walk into MDOT here in Mount Pleasant, big shout out to both Tammy and Rhonda.
There we go.
And all the men and women that work at MDOT, they do a great job.
Good.
We have a lot of law to get to.
Yes, we do.
But those are huge plugs.
Well, yes, they are.
And you're Nick.
Okay.
Still not happy about that coupe, that Mini Cooper tailgate.
No, I wouldn't be happy either.
Not at all. My first complaint is against landlords.
Okay.
Well, first off, here's my complaint. I cannot tell you and the listeners how many people I know personally, both clients and friends, and people I've met over the years, who at some point in their lifetime made a bad choice, made a bad decision, and they have a felony on their record.
Okay.
These individuals have such a difficult time renting in apartment complexes, housing. It's just ridiculous. They are denied, you know, proper housing because they had a felony on their record for something that may have been minor, or even if it wasn't minor. Listen, if they did anything to children or women, or, you know, any sexual crimes,
right,
then they should not be allowed. I mean, what I'm saying is there are men and women on the offender list, and you know, it's case by case, and I understand what the laws are, but what I'm referring to is that these landlords, when it comes to, you know, if someone had committed malicious destruction of property when they were 20, now they're 35, and they had a felony from, you know, destroying some property when they were younger, and they can't rent an apartment.
Now,
or they have a third conviction for drinking and driving, and it's been 6-7 years, which is a felony. They cannot rent an apartment. In the state of Michigan, if you get caught twice, let's say you have possession of marijuana on your record, you get caught again. It's going to be legal soon, but let's say you get caught right now. The prosecutor has the option to enhance that to, you can regard it as a high misdemeanor or a felony. Now you can't rent an apartment in most places.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
Absolutely.
How, when you go to rent that apartment, these ones that are denied to rent, do these landlords who are doing their search see what the felony was and how long ago it was? Or do they just see felony?
First off, it's against the law to have access to the abstract. You can run someone's criminal history in Michigan through something called iChat. I-C-H-A-T, iChat. Go to the Michigan State Police website, type in iChat. It's $10. You can run any, if you have someone, you have to have their name and date of birth.
Okay, right.
That's all you have to have.
Okay.
You can run anybody's background.
All right.
So if you're interested in what may or may not be on your own record, I ran mine. I've never been in trouble, but I was
so
just curious.
A landlord would go there and run a background
check.
Maybe
it was something I didn't remember.
A so-called, you know, soon-to-be tenant.
Correct.
And they see that there's a felony. Do they see what the felony is and how long ago it was, okay, or do they just see felony?
Okay, on most applications that I've come across, they ask you, have you ever been convicted of a misdemeanor or felony?
Okay, yes, I remember seeing those.
Okay, now, look, I'm obviously, if you're going to sign your name to a document, you must tell the truth.
Correct.
But there are those out there who, for whatever reason, don't check the box.
Right.
I'm telling you, if you're putting your name on a document that says, you know, you acknowledge that by signing this document, that the information contained herein is true.
Then, you've got to list it.
You need to tell the truth. Don't ever sign a document or put misinformation on any document.
But you should be able to give an explanation to stop you from
not all landlords. Not all landlords, but I'm going to go on the record and say a lot of the big companies and corporations and smaller landlords too. I mean, I've heard it all.
Right.
I just think it's wrong. I think landlords, you need to open up your doors. These are good men and women. They made a bad choice. Rent to them.
Yeah, they got to look at the history for that. How long ago it was and how minor it was. I mean, it might be no big deal.
Most felonies that I've handled throughout my 20, almost 3 years, have been minor.
Right.
These are just good men and women who had
made a mistake.
In a moment in time. You know, let's take homecoming yesterday at CMU. We have to go to break, but let's take homecoming. Here's somebody, professional, comes up from Metro Detroit, Grand Rapids, out of state, now comes back, drinks too much, a family man, family woman, and for a split second, for the first time in her life, maybe they made a bad choice. Now, let's just say nobody got hurt, but
right,
let's say they go to court, and for whatever reason, the felony sticks. They don't have a defense. Now, what happens to that person's future?
It's destroyed.
Exactly. So, we have a huge show.
Yes, we do.
We have to go to break.
Yes.
Nick, take us out. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in for the first time...
What took you so long?
We can be heard 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, where?
On iTunes, Podbean, and SoundCloud.
Yeah, I'm stoked. We are treading high on all three platforms.
Yes, we are.
So if you're just on your way to church, coming back from church, waking up from homecoming, going out and, you know... getting ready to go to hunting camp. Whatever you're doing out there, going to Jay's, eating at the diner, always stay tuned to 98.5 WUPS.
Yes.
But during break, we were talking about this landlord stuff.
Yes, we were.
And if you're just tuning in, we were talking about if you have a felony conviction, there are many landlords, I mean, they're all over the country, including this state, that will not rent to you.
Right.
And you wanted me to give out the information on how to look up somebody's record. Again, it's iChat, I-C-H-A-T. You can look that up.
Okay.
But folks, the laws in the state of Michigan, thanks to Governor Snyder, who has done a lot of great things for my clients, he has improved the ability to expunge something from your criminal history.
Good.
So be sure to look that up online. You can go to my website, centralmichiganlawyer.com, and look at my blog and just type in the word expungement. I have multiple articles on there.
Okay.
Or just look it up.
Right.
And you might have an opportunity to set aside a misdemeanor, a felony. The laws have not gone far enough, though.
Okay.
But landlords, just please rent to people. Come on.
But yeah.
Somebody might say, well, do you want to live next to a convicted felon? Guess what? Sure. Because I represent these good men and women who make these poor choices. Now, as a defense attorney, when I represent somebody who's charged with a felony, the first thing I try to do is, one, see, just because someone's being charged, one, doesn't mean they're guilty. And two, it's not there. If you are guilty, it's not your job to throw your arms up and say, hey, I plead guilty, convict me. Even if you're charged, it's the prosecutor has the burden of proof to beyond a reasonable doubt every element of the crime that they're charging you with.
Right,
it's your job to prove you're guilty.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many cases over the years where someone is charged with a misdemeanor or felony, and we hold the prosecutor to the fire to get them to prove it.
Yeah.
Maybe there was an issue in regards to search and seizure. Maybe it was a warrantless search.
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe there's other problems with the witnesses. There's inconsistencies in their statements.
Yeah, it could be a number of things.
So just because you're charged, it's still the prosecutor's job, the state of Michigan, on behalf of the people, to prove you're guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
There you go.
If you're sitting on a jury and you're listening to a case and you're thinking when you're deliberating, you know, I think she might be guilty. So, Nikki, listen to what I just said. I think she might be guilty.
It's not proven beyond a reasonable doubt if I think
exactly.
She might be.
I think there's a good possibility that he may have done it.
Still not good enough.
Exactly.
You have to be 100% sure that that's what you feel.
Exactly.
And they have to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt.
You know, sitting as a juror is such an important role that one can play in society because you're deciding the fate of someone's future, their freedom.
Yes.
And it's a very important role, and I have nothing but respect for men and women who sit on juries.
Yeah, I've been called to jury duty several times, but I've never been on a jury.
As an attorney, one of the things I enjoy, I love trial. I love picking a jury.
Okay.
Because before you pick the jury, you know, they have filled out all these jury questionnaire slips.
Correct.
Jury questionnaire slips. Yes.
Yeah.
And you have access to those as an attorney.
Right.
So I don't want to give away too much of what I do on the air for the prosecutors know how I prepare for a trial, but this is common knowledge. If you're a trial attorney, everybody knows this. If you're in the legal field, you should. So you read those questionnaires and see who's in the pool, what's their job, have anyone they know been convicted of a crime similar to the one that you're about to go to trial for?
Right. You got to be careful.
Have they
with that
ever
one.
Been convicted?
Yeah.
And you look at their jobs. Are they a librarian? Is he a truck driver? Or is she a truck driver? Is this somebody who works at a university or an engineer?
Okay.
Because, again, if I'm representing, for instance, somebody that works on the pipelines, I represent a lot of men and women who are unions and some non-union.
All right, I gotcha.
Who work on the gas pipelines, they're welders, they're directional drillers underground. So if I have a client who fits that job description and they're being charged with something and we're going to trial, why would I want to pick a woman who's a professor that I feel is too conservative? I'm looking for somebody similar to my client.
Gotcha. Yeah,
I'm looking for a blue-collar man or woman or a spouse, because a lot, on these questionnaires you can determine that.
Right.
I want somebody who can think and feel the way my client is. I want somebody who is possibly from the same economic, social background as my client to sit on a jury.
Yes.
You want to put that juror in the position as if they are that client. They understand the lifestyle, the circumstances, and who and what they are.
Well, yeah, it helps them make the right decision because they're more personal as far as what's going on with that person.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
Never thought about it that way, but it's really interesting. The way they would have to do it.
And in the state of Michigan, when you're picking a jury, you know, the judge will ask you, you know, Miss Nick Morissette, do you have any challenges for cause? So you have a certain amount of opportunities to remove someone from the jury pool.
Okay.
That you're now voir dire-ing.
Right.
And so when you're speaking to a jury, what you want to do is you want to ask them questions and set your case up. So you're educating them and asking questions and trying to elicit answers that sort of educate them about what the case is going to be about. So now when you're presenting, you know, you're cross-examining the prosecutor's witness, or you put your own witnesses on the stand, now the jury is sitting there going, oh, now I know why Todd Leavitt was asking me those questions during voir dire.
Gotcha. All right.
Is that interesting?
It is. Very interesting.
It's just a great experience as an attorney to pick a jury, but it's a very serious experience because
Definitely. There's
a lot at stake.
Well, yeah, there is. Yeah, there would be a lot at stake.
So if you ever get picked to sit on a jury, folks, here's what I'm telling you. Pay attention to the direct evidence. What the lawyers are saying is not evidence. Whatever the prosecutor says or the defense attorney, or if it's a civil case, plaintiff's attorney, defendant's attorney, that's not evidence. What is evidence is whoever is testifying that has direct knowledge and has, you know, firsthand observations
Correct.
Of the case.
Yes.
That's evidence. It's not what the lawyers are saying.
Oh, is that what the lawyers are saying?
The lawyers weren't there. They can't testify just because I'm asking a question. Now, here's something else that is sort of upsetting as a defense attorney, as a criminal defense attorney.
Okay.
When you go to trial and an officer is testifying, because typically the officer is one of the complainant witnesses because either they see something when they arrive on the scene and there may be domestic violence or an assault taking place, so they're going to testify as to what they saw or, you know, during their investigation, what the defendant may have said to them. That's direct testimony.
Correct.
Because they heard it. It's not hearsay.
Right.
So, but the problem I have is these officers are allowed to show up in court in uniform.
Really?
Exactly. And they're,
but if they're testifying, they should be in regular court attire.
Some do, some don't. And I'm not knocking the officers because they're allowed to show up in uniform.
Well, yeah, if they're on duty at the time, I can understand.
Folks, remember this if you're ever picked to sit on a jury. And an officer's testimony is to be treated just as any other citizen who's taken a stand as a witness.
Yes.
Regardless of what side.
Correct.
Just because the officer is sitting there in a uniform doesn't, you know, that evidence presented is not to be given in any more, you know, the evidence being presented by the officer should just be treated equally to all the evidence by all the other witnesses.
And not taken as top priority because it's an officer.
Right, but here's the problem. You know, some people, a lot of people, and we're very pro-law enforcement. I say it time and time again.
Yes.
We do not, we appreciate everything they do.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
But when it comes to a jury trial, I don't appreciate them showing up in uniform because if you're sitting on a jury, you know, you're sitting there looking at an officer and...
Yeah, it's an officer.
You more than likely, there's a good chance you've never had any contact with the criminal justice system. Now you're looking at an officer who you rightfully so have held in high regard.
Correct.
Now, whatever they're saying is the word.
You're right.
They're not, their judgment is clouded.
Because of the uniform.
Exactly.
Yes, that makes sense.
And everything I'm talking about right now is information that, you know, you could find this information in books. You can go online, watch YouTube videos on trial tactics and, you know, how to voir dire a jury. You can watch videos online if you're an attorney or a citizen on the voir dire process. You know, so I'm not disclosing anything about
right.
any particular case or anything that's not completely public knowledge.
Right, right.
I'm just talking
about
how...
But it's good information. I didn't know this.
I'm just talking about how it operates, everything.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. You know, the great thing when I go to trial in the County of Isabella, the judges just do a great job. A judge, you know, the judges sit there and they just do a great job here in this county. They do everywhere.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, I love, you know, Judge Carpenter, Karras, Beal, love those guys in Midland, Karras up there, Evans. I got a brown nose right now a little bit, Mink. You know, Isabella, we got Judge Chamberlain, love Judge Chamberlain. You know, Judge James, Eric James is just an amazing judge. Judge Duthie, Irvin. I can't say enough. Magistrate Strauss, you know, Judge McDonald down south, great judges everywhere.
There are.
I love the judge in Big Rapids, Judge Jakovic. He does a great job, too. Peter, he used to be the prosecutor over there, the judge. Love you, Judge. That's a lot of brown noses.
Yeah, it is.
We have to go to break.
Yes, we do.
Big shout out to Eddie Walker, my fraternity brothers. I love you guys, Fire Up Chips. We have a lot to get to.
Yes, we do.
We'll be right back, Nick. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Nick, otherwise known as Nicky Morissette. I'm T-O-double-D.
T-O-double-D?
Yes,
here
Todd.
We go.
So you can call me Double D.
Okay.
Or D-square. If you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, Mount Pleasant's very own criminal defense attorney and cannabis lawyer. I represent clients for everything cannabis. And big announcement, last week I gave out this information. They went to the website. It wasn't there.
Yeah.
You can now go to Cannabis Legal Group and register for our huge cannabis seminar taking place here in Mount Pleasant. Well, down south of Mount Pleasant. We're in Houlton Lake. The 28th of October at 1 p.m.
Yes.
And to Comfort Inn.
Yes.
So if you want to attend a conference with attorneys who specialize in the business of cannabis that will educate you and guide you and provide a lot of information on how you can enter the business world in regards to legalized cannabis business. Dispensaries, cultivation, transportation, banking, edibles, everything. You will want to be at this seminar.
Yeah, get registered.
So go to, yeah, centralmichiganlawyer.com. You can go to my website. It's right there on the homepage. As you scroll down just a tad, you can register. Or Cannabis Legal Group.
There you go.
The seating is limited. It's not free.
Correct.
Because it's as this, you're sitting in a law office for 3 hours.
Yeah, you don't have
it's
much time.
It's not that expensive, but go ahead and register.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't wait too long. So
I'm looking forward. There's a lot of good listeners who are going to be attending this conference.
It's going to be huge.
And the governor on September 22nd put his signature making public acts out of all of those House bills and Senate bills.
Okay.
And remember we talked about the combination of all of them.
Yes.
So, and
That's big.
Huge.
Yes,
that's
it
huge.
Is.
So you want to find out this information. Now, during break, you said, Todd, during the last segment, you were talking about when you pick a jury, you know, an attorney has the ability to remove from the pool or the selection process certain jurors.
Correct.
You wanted to know what those were called.
Yes.
Peremptory challenges and challenges for cause.
All right.
So in a misdemeanor drunk driving case, each party has 3 peremptory challenges. And basically, Nikki, what that means is that the defense, like I'm a defense attorney, I can excuse 3 prospective jurors for any reason at all.
Okay.
I don't have to give a reason. I can say, Your Honor, I would like to thank and excuse juror number 22, Miss Nikki Morissette. I don't have to give a reason.
All okay? right. Okay.
Now, there are challenges for a cause. You have to give a reason. It has to be for good cause.
So if the other attorney challenges?
No. So once we're done asking questions,
okay,
the judge will say, Mr. Levitt, do you have any challenges?
Okay.
No, Your Honor. Mr. Prosecutor, any challenges? No. Mr. Levitt, any challenges for a cause? No, Your Honor. Mr. Prosecutor, no, Your Honor. But you can, in a misdemeanor case, I can remove 3 members of the jurors, without any reason whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in felony cases, each party has 5 peremptory challenges. So, that's
All
interesting.
Right.
Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So that's part of it because when you're sitting there as a defense attorney and the prosecutor is questioning the jurors, you already know who you want to remove from that jury. And there are men and women on there that you do not want to remove.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
And one person will be picked by the group to be the 4-person. 4 men, 4 person.
Right.
We do not have to be politically correct foremen of
okay.
the jury.
Right.
And that person, once they reach their decision, the judge will ask that person, you know, what is your verdict? What's your verdict?
Yeah.
So
okay.
it's interesting stuff.
It is.
But it's so intense trying, you know, sitting there. It's about psychological issues. It's just trying to make sure that you have the best panel that you feel will do their job.
Correct.
Listen to the evidence closely. Listen and pay attention to the jury instructions at the end of the case that the judge will present to the jurors.
Right.
And talk about it. Don't rush it because you have to get to work or you need to pick up the kids.
Right.
Take your time. That's what, as a defense attorney, what we want.
Well, yeah, and that's a lot of work to pick those out and make sure you have them.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
And my experience is I can't recall a time where I felt a jury did not do their job.
Well, that's good.
Whether it was for or against my client, I'm not saying I was happy about it or
right.
agreed with it, but they'd try to do their job.
Yeah, and you want someone who's going to use it and take that as a privilege to be able to serve on a jury.
If you're sitting on a jury, please take it serious. If you feel that you cannot, when the judge, or sometimes the judge will voir dire the jury. I haven't really been in front of too many judges, but sometimes they like to ask questions and most of the time, in my experience, at least in mid-Michigan and throughout the state, the lawyers get to do it.
Okay.
So we're talking about how you pick a jury as a defense attorney.
Yeah.
It's an amazing process, and it's such a serious thing to sit if you're picked on a jury.
Yeah.
Please take it serious. Please.
Please.
I'm asking you as a defense attorney because this man or woman I'm representing, there is so much at stake here.
Well, yeah, and it could eventually down the road be one of your family members.
And listen, just because my client is sitting here charged, this person is innocent until proven guilty.
That's true.
And my client can sit here. You will not hear from my client, men and women of the jury. It's not my client's job to prove he's innocent.
Right.
It's the prosecutor's job to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he is guilty of each and every crime and each and every element of that crime.
Right.
So you will not hear from my client.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I never put my clients on the stand. Why would you?
No.
They don't
have to defend themselves.
But clients always want to get up there and say something. But here's the thing. You can't allow that to happen. No,
very bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite trial attorneys is Dan O'Neill, Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
All right.
Joe Barbary does a great job, too. He's a former prosecutor. Love Joe. David does a great job, too. And there's a lot of great trial attorneys. Dwight Carpenter. I can go through the whole list. I don't want my friends who are listening, why didn't Todd mention my name? But Dan O'Neill, I cannot say enough about this guy in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. He is all over the state of Michigan. I love Dan O'Neill.
All right.
He's my mentor. I worked for him
right.
when I was in law school, and he is just certified. This guy is unbelievable. I consider myself to be a great attorney, but I look up to this guy.
Wow.
What does that tell you?
That's great, though.
Yeah, so if anybody out there, our 30 listeners, if one of them knows Dan O'Neill, I'm showering a lot of love on him today.
There we go.
But, hey, homecoming was this weekend. I was
yes.
with all my SIGET fraternity brothers. Big shout out to Eddie Walker, Pat Lamb, Chris Woodruff. And being in a fraternity, you know, it's not about necessarily we were SIGEPs.
Okay.
It's not about being a SIGEP. It's about the brotherhood.
Oh, yeah.
It's about any organization you belong to. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be the, you know, the Buffaloes.
It could be anything. You
it's
know,
just
it's
about
just
the men
the
and
bond.
Women. It's about the bond and the men and
yeah.
women you are with.
Right,
because
it is.
30 years later, there's not even a SIGEP chapter on campus, but it's not about that. It's about the experiences and the times you spent together.
Right, and the bond you formed in college with this group of guys. That's priceless.
And we could destroy each other's careers, you know, in just one sentence. It's amazing.
Oh, boy.
It's amazing, folks, as you look back on life, the things you did when you were younger.
Right.
That, you know, it's just not necessary. And I'm not talking about hurting anyone
well, yeah.
or doing breaking the law, but just
stupid stuff.
You know, it doesn't need to ever come out.
Right.
That's never
true.
Come out. I'm just
Everybody
saying.
Has hidden stories, but, you know, that's part of life.
Tonight, big debate.
Okay.
Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton going at it again.
Yep.
I'll say it one more time if you're just tuning in for the first time. The federal government does not control your daily lives as much as you think it does. It's the local municipalities, it's the commissioners, it's the council, and the state of Michigan that controls your life every day.
Yep.
Think about it.
Yep.
It's compelling to think about that.
It is. It is.
Like that Mini Cooper that I was complaining about during the first segment that was tailgating me? No. Unbelievable. So I talked about... I don't know if I talked about this last week, the spider on my porch.
Yes, you did.
I walked through the web. So last week I was talking about this fruit spider that I was watching. I was about to take a picture of, and right when I was about to take a picture, a fly flew into this beautiful web, and just like in the movies, like Lord of the Rings, the spider just pounced on the fly, spun a little silk around it. I mean, it's a beautiful spider.
That's amazing to see something like that.
Right, but it's on my porch, and that's the way I, like, cut through my porch.
Okay.
I walked into the web.
Oh, no.
Into the web. Charlotte is gone.
Poor Charlotte.
But I did discover that Charlotte moved to a new location on my porch.
All right, well, at least she's still
alive.
There.
Either that or it's another spider that's huge, about the same quarter size as this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's about to give birth.
Great. Just
Seriously.
What you need, more spiders.
Well, more spiders to kill the mosquitoes.
There you go.
You want spider webs everywhere so they catch the bugs so the bugs don't end up in your house or apartment.
True. Yeah.
Wait. Big shout out to some landlords that I think are amazing.
Okay.
United Apartments in Mount Pleasant, great job.
Okay.
The McGurk family, Rick McGurk, great guy, great apartment complex.
Well, that's
United
good for
Apartments,
these people to
Lexington,
know that.
Lexington.
Yes.
Lexington, McGurk, LaBelle, Brandon LaBelle does a great job also. These are great local owners, and they do a great job.
Okay.
So big shout out to Rick McGurk, Brandon LaBelle. If you want to rent something for your students in Mount Pleasant, you know, United is a great choice. LaBelle Management's a great choice. There's a lot of good smaller landlords, you know, like
right.
my buddy Billy Odell, Ramon. There's a lot of other great landlords out there because we were talking about felony convictions and not letting them rent.
Right.
I'm not saying that these landlords do or will not. But I have some relatives that lived in Mount Pleasant under at Lexington.
Okay.
Apartments. They also own, I believe, Casa Loma at one time. It might have been changed. Another great complex. Great family. Tim runs the company out there.
Okay.
So I want to give a big shout out to all those folks.
Yes.
Because praise needs to be had, not just negativity.
Yes. People need to know where the good places are.
Look at all this law. We're going to finish strong.
Yes, we are.
We got some serious law to get to, Nick, when we come back from break right here on the Title 11 Rock Show. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We are trending high on iTunes, Nick, Podbean, and SoundCloud.
Yes, we are.
So if you missed any portion of the show,
go listen on one of those. Download the free app.
It's free.
Yes.
I'm told that we have listeners, you know, I have friends and people I meet throughout the week that listen to the entire show.
Good.
Because they're tuned in just to listen to the show. Or, what I like to hear, they are always tuned in to 98.5 WUPS.
That's better yet.
And folks, go to your app store and do what?
Download iTunes, Podbean, or SoundCloud.
And just as important, the UPS app.
Oh, yes, that too.
When you have the WUPS
app.
That's
linked to our website and Facebook.
It's free.
So, yes.
And if you just tap it, whatever is airing at that time.
Is right there.
Is right there.
They did a lot of work on that app. It's really cool.
Okay. Listen, I want to talk about Metallica for a moment.
Okay.
Metallica appeared on the Howard Stern Show.
Really?
On Sirius?
Sirius?
No, the radio.
Yeah, Sirius.
Sirius?
I think it's Sirius.
Sirius Radio.
One of those.
One of those.
But that's cool.
I'm on YouTube.
Okay.
And I subscribe to the Howard Stern Show.
All right.
Metallica performed Sad But True. It was just released, I think, like a couple weeks ago. Literally in this very enclosed space, and then they performed one.
Oh, but wow.
You would think that you were in a concert at Joe Louis or, you know, some big venue. It was just in Howard Stern's studio, but it was so clear. It was so perfect. I mean, the riffs and the singing. I mean, James, I mean, Lars, it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
Sad But True.
Dun, 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 that's great.
You know that song? Come on.
Yes.
Come on, hum with me. Dun. No one wants to hear about it. They want to hear law. I just want my.
But still, that's cool.
I wake up and I just blast Metallica. Every week I change. And a couple weeks ago it was Limp Bizkit, Korn. Love Korn.
Korn is good.
Korn is great. How about Rage? Rage Against the Machine?
Oh, yes, definitely, yes. King
Slipknot was at the casino a couple weeks ago. Love Slipknot.
I know.
You know what upsets me, Nick? They have these pop culture award shows on TV all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, not all of us listen to Justin Bieber or
no.
Okay?
No.
No, seriously.
I don't.
We are hardcore rockers.
Yes, we are. Hair bands.
I was in the speed metal.
Yes.
I was like a punk rocker for a while there in the 80s.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about Justin Bieber.
I want to see some mosh pits.
Yes.
We should have a party and just have a big mosh pit.
Oh, gosh.
In mud. You know what we should do? I love
a mud mosh pit?
I love watching trucks mud bogging.
Oh, I love mud bogging.
But we should talk to some listeners, have a mud bog just to watch. And then everybody just jump in and have a mosh pit. Turn on some Korn or Limp Bizkit.
We'd have the big crowd there for that one.
You got to be careful because you get pounced on. I've seen people get seriously hurt. Look.
Yeah, you could get hurt.
Look,
we got to do this safely.
Don't anybody go out there. And this is not the opinion or suggestion of the radio station or any of our sponsors. This is just a conversation we're having.
Of something that would be fun.
Well, I used to do it.
Okay, I never did.
Did you ever want a concert surf?
You know, I've seen that. That would be something different, but I wouldn't want all those hands touching me, moving me across the crowd like
21
that.
Pilots. Have you ever heard of 21 Pilots?
Yes, I have.
These two individuals, young guys, one's a drummer, one's a singer, they remind me of Green Day in the sense that their lyrics, the music that they write, and the way they perform is so unique, it's generational.
Okay.
So, folks, go look up 21 Pilots. They appeared last night on Saturday Night Live.
All right.
And you can actually go to Saturday Night Live on YouTube.
Yes, you can.
You don't even have to turn on the TV ever
no,
again
you
or
don't.
Satellite. Just go to YouTube.
That's all you need.
Every channel, every show has a YouTube channel.
It does. Yes, it does.
It's unbelievable. You can just, in fact, I'm going to, it was homecoming, so I'm, you know, had a
right.
good time. I'm going to watch YouTube all day.
All right.
I might.
Go outside?
Hit Britney Spears' Ooh Baby Baby.
Oh,
I'm just
please.
Saying. I used to do karaoke to Britney Spears' Ooh Baby Baby.
Okay, too much information
I'm
there.
I'm just the messenger, Nick.
Okay, I like Uncle Cracker for karaoke.
Excuse me?
Uncle Cracker.
Did you know Uncle Cracker is good friends with Kid Rock?
No, I didn't know that.
They're both from Michigan.
Well, yeah, I know they're both from Michigan, but I didn't know they were good friends.
You know, I miss Bob Seger.
Bob Seger is the best. I grew up listening to him.
UPS plays Bob Seger.
Yes, we do.
But Bob Seger was from Metro Detroit.
Yes.
If you think of all the big rockers from Detroit, I mean, Motor City does rock.
It does. Definitely.
Kiss song?
Yes.
I mean, Detroit's been mentioned in a lot of songs.
It has.
Back to the rock shows, I would like to see an award show for metal bands on prime time.
Well, yeah, of course.
All the country award shows are on there. I mean, all the iHeart, which is a multi-global
yeah.
corporation that owns a
but
lot
we need
of stations.
Some for the hair bands, I mean, and the rockers.
What about people like us?
Well, yeah.
We want that
I
hardcore.
I would definitely watch that.
I would, too.
I would record it.
Somebody out there should just have do it.
Well, yeah. They deserve recognition, too.
If you've never been to a Metallica concert, have you ever?
No, I have
it
not.
It is a religious experience.
Yeah, that is
I've
something
said it before.
You'd never forget. And
no.
One of these days, I'd love to go to one.
80,000 people all singing
oh,
and, you know, and giving the
awesome.
Horns. Do you know who is credited with the horns?
No.
Ronnie James Dio.
Really?
Yeah. That's okay, I may not be correct on that, but that's he gets a lot of credit for that.
Okay. Well, yeah, he's known to being seen in pictures with
yeah.
doing that. So
Texas Aggies do that too. They put their pinky and their index finger
the
up.
Horns.
The horns. I believe it was Dio.
I have to look that up.
Last week.
Yeah.
I'm driving. A separate day from being tailgated by a Mini Cooper.
Okay.
I love Mini Coopers, but I don't. How can a Mini Cooper tailgate a 2-ton truck?
Somebody wasn't thinking there.
I'm serious. After the show, I'm going to write on my legal pad. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
No, seriously.
Have your sign ready and have a little stick on it so you just have to pop it up there.
I need something that just pops out the roof of my truck. Are you kidding me? You're tailgating me that close?
They make light-up signs.
No.
That you put in the rear view in your back window, and it has different sayings in the signs, and you just flick which one you want. A neon sign to go in your window. That's what you need.
I do need that. I'm driving back from Metro Detroit last week.
Okay.
And I was out of range of 98.5 at the time.
Right.
And I didn't want to move my phone around to hit the app to listen to 98.5.
Okay.
So I was just flipping the dial. Came across classic country music. And I'm okay with country music.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Old country music.
All right.
And I got to tell you something. I'm a happy guy.
Yes, you are. Very happy.
I had a great day.
Okay.
Actually, I recall where I was. I just passed the windmills in Ithaca heading north. After listening for about 20 minutes, honestly, I was really depressed.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean,
honestly, yeah.
I felt like I had a broken heart, which I didn't. I felt like, you know,
did your dog
I lost
die?
I thought that I lost my job or the dog
ran
away.
Dog died, yeah.
Neither one happened. Nikki.
I know.
I was so depressed from listening to classic country.
Classic country is depressing. I'm sorry. It is.
Even
some of the country now is depressing.
Wait a minute. Music reminds us. I love that face you're making. Music trigger, just like scents, a scent. Music will trigger a time in our life from current or the past.
Correct.
I have no connection to these sad country songs, but man, I was depressed.
It gets you.
I like some country music.
Some of it is really good and gets you happy.
But my dog never ran away. I didn't have a woman break my heart. I didn't lose my job.
Didn't lose your truck.
Didn't lose my truck. My guitar string didn't break.
I know. I don't know why country music has to be so depressing.
Well, modern country is not that depressing.
Some of it still
Georgia,
is.
Florida, isn't it called the Georgia, Florida line?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I like Garth Brooks. I mean, there's some good, you know.
Boy, they've got some good music out there. Thunder Rolls. I mean, I'm sorry.
Luke Bryan. I like Lou. Come on.
Yes.
But most of the time I'm not listening to that, but I'm just talking about this. God, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm getting depressed again. I got to go see some of my fraternity brothers. Eddie Walker. I got to go see Eddie. All my Cigarette brothers who are here at home.
Listen to some Korn. It'll change your mood.
I need to get off and just rock it up.
Yeah, stay away from the classic country.
That's right. Todd's Rock Block right here with Nicky Morissette on 98.5 WPS. Blaring over the airwaves. We've been playing Dokken.
Yes, we have.
I love Dokken.
Yes.
Another great group.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to switch it up here soon, though.
We are going to switch it up next week.
Yes.
Nicky, let's just make that final announcement this week in regards to the Cannabis Conference. Go ahead.
They got to go online to cannabislegalgroup.com or centralmichiganlawyer.com. And it's October 28th in Mount Pleasant at Comfort Inn from 1 to 4. You need to register because it's limited seating and it is not free.
That's right. So if you want to enter the legal world of cannabis and
this
get
is
into
a
the
must
business.
Attend.
And I'm telling you, folks, it's here.
Yeah.
Governor signed it September 22nd and hasn't taken effect yet.
But it's here.
Yeah.
It is happening.
Nicky, again, what a great show.
Awesome show. It was huge.
This was one of the biggest shows we've ever had.
We had a lot of topics.
If you missed it, go to iTunes, Podbean, SoundCloud, and tune in next week. And I want to thank all of our sponsors.
Yes.
Please, when you hear our sponsors, please use their product and services.
Yeah, definitely.
Not just on this show, but all the sponsors of 98.5 UPS.
We have a lot of them, so yeah.
We do. And they're great men and women.
They are.
And they're so loyal.
They are. Yeah, and you know, they're mom-and-pop businesses that need support just like everybody else.
Yep.
So those are the ones that help keep us alive.
You have a question, need some help, call me, 989. I very rarely do I say this. No, I'm serious.
No, you don't.
I don't. This is not a show to solicit my business. But I'll say it because people want to hear it. 989-772-6000.
There you go.
Yep. And have a safe, healthy, happy Sunday. Everybody who's leaving Mount Pleasant,
Drive safe.
Careful.
Yes.
Wear your seatbelts. Do not text and drive.
And don't tailgate.
Don't tailgate if you're in a Mini Cooper because Nicky will hold up a sign that will say what?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. Nicky, take us out to some Dokken.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's newest full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend for 97th District, Send a Doctor to the House, and by Innovative Insulation Systems. For those cold and hot days, make sure your insulation pays.